are not uncommon. In any given year, over 1,200 hate crimes are committed against homosexuals in the United States alone. Discrimination because of sexual orientation is a serious problem, and if nothing changes, the number would only increase. Just because you may not see homosexuals daily does not mean they do not exist. Don't let ignorance be an excuse for intolerance. This message is brought to you by your friends at WMUL.
Touchdown, Thundering Herd!
Want to know the time of our next sports broadcast? Go to our website at www.marshall.edu/WMUL and find the entire sports schedule on the front page. You can even go one step further and listen to the game live right off our website, www.marshall.edu/WMUL. Yet another reason why we're the worldwide leader of Marshall sports coverage. WMUL 88.1.
And we're back again with that canine crime fighter who's been keeping our neighborhood safe for 25 years.
And that's 175 in dog years.
Here he is, McGruff the Crime Dog.
Thanks, Joy.
You know what I like about you?
Lay it on me, kid.
You've always had a very smart, sane approach to safe streets. What's your advice today?
Sharp garden shears.
Whoa, taking matters into your own hands?
You might say that, but I go after bushes in front of houses. A few clips and bad guys can't hide out.
Yeah.
Also, better street lighting helps discourage the shady element. And don't forget to keep a light on when you're away.
Good idea.
See, there's a lot you can do. Not by keeping yourself behind locked doors, but by opening up to your community to reduce crime. You can learn more by going to weprevent.org.
So, McGruff, 175 years.
And I don't look a day over 150, right?
You dog, yes.
A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
Join WMUL-FM for the 2007 Conference USA Volleyball Championships. Vemberg going to Lazar off the cricket. Blocked by Sunshine Misooli. And this one's over. Houston advances to the semifinals.
Now she's stepping up. She gets the kill in the middle of the floor. That'll give Tulane the lead.
Beginning Thursday, November 15th and ending Sunday, November 18th, the FM 88 Sports Team will bring you exciting live play-by-play coverage of all 11 action at games of the 2007 CUSA Volleyball Tournament. From the opening round to the championship match, WMUL will have the call on the airwaves of 88.1 and online at www.marshall.edu/WMUL.
Lindbergh to Billingsley on the right side. The bread and butter play for the Thundering Herd.
WMUL-FM, your exclusive radio home for the 2007 Conference USA Volleyball Championships.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Remember, if you can hear the sound of my voice, you are listening to the Sourage Report, being brought to you exclusively on the Head On Radio Network, America's liberal voice. And thank God we have one. I am so happy we've got a progressive radio show, progressive radio network, excuse me, broadcasting throughout the nation, throughout the world, and I'm glad we're giving folks like the guys and gals at Air America some support, letting them know they're not the only ones out there preaching the gospel of truth, justice, and the American way. Thank you, Superman. Okay. Adam gave an impromptu lead-in to this next story we're going to be talking about, dealing with our old buddy, Rudy Giuliani. This, again, comes from My Way News. The title of this article is, Pat Robertson Endorses Giuliani. This is an Associated Press article. Televangelist Pat Robertson, founder of the Christian Coalition, endorsed Republican presidential candidate Rudy Giuliani on Wednesday. Quote, it is my pleasure to announce my support for America's mayor, Rudy Giuliani, a proven leader who is not afraid of what lies ahead and will cast a hopeful vision for all Americans, end quote. Robertson said during a news conference with Giuliani on Wednesday. The former New York mayor backs abortion rights and gay rights, but the positions that put him in conflict with conservative Excuse me, I've got a picture on the article I printed out, and I'm having trouble reading this side of it, so excuse me if I fumble through this. In conflict with conservative GOP voters, has been trying to persuade evangelical conservatives like Robertson to overlook their differences on those issues. Evangelicals have split in their support for the leading Republican candidates. Kansas Senator Sam Brownback is a favorite of Christians, a conservative who dropped out of the race last month. Also being endorsed are Senator John McCain of Arizona and Governor Mitt Romney, who recently announced that Paul Weyrich and Bob Jones III were on board with his candidacy. Asked about the Robertson endorsement, McCain at a news conference with Brownback in Dubuque, Iowa, said, and I quote, "Every once in a while, I'm left speechless. This is one of those times." Giuliani is best known for leading New York in the aftermath of September 11 terrorist attacks. Shortly after 9/11, Robertson released a statement in which he said the attacks occurred because Americans had insulted God and lost protection of heaven by allowing abortion and, quote, "rampant internet pornography," end quote. Robertson made no mention of his differences with Giuliani on social issues in Wednesday's statement. Quote, "Rudy Giuliani took a city that was in decline and considered ungovernable and reduced its violent crime, revitalized its core, and dramatically lowered its taxes, cut through a welter of bureaucratic regulation, and did so in the spirit of bipartisanship, which is so urgently needed in Washington today," Robertson said. Robertson, who unsuccessfully ran for president in 1988, founded the Christian Broadcasting Network, the Christian Coalition, and Regent University in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Giuliani said Wednesday he got to know Robertson well on a flight from Israel. Quote, "I came away from it with a better understanding of Pat, what he's all about, what he's trying to accomplish," he said. And, quote, "I think he came away with a different impression of me as well. We see the world in many ways the same. Doesn't mean we agree on everything." Also Wednesday, Giuliani said he asked two GOP friends in Congress, Representatives Peter King of New York and Representative Pete Sessions of Texas, to introduce bills to keep states from giving driver's license to similar identification or to illegal immigrants. The Democratic frontrunner, Hillary Rodham Clinton, was criticized after a televised debate last week when she hedged an answer on whether she supported New York Governor Eliot Spitzer's effort to give licenses to illegal immigrants. Her aides say she generally supports the idea in the absence of comprehensive immigration reform. Oh, Rudy.
Well, then.
Oh, Pat. Okay, let's cut the BS. Let's get right down to it. Pat Robertson, Mr. 700 Club, Mr. Religious Broadcasting, Mr. Hardcore Conservative, Religious Right. We're preaching against everything. We hate gays, we hate abortions, and we hate everything that's outside of the Christian faith. In 1988, ran for president. He ran against Reagan's lackey, Bush, and he lost. And now he is coming out in support of Rudy Giuliani, one of the people that most of the conservative right-wingers in the Republican Party say Giuliani's more of a liberal Democrat than he is a conservative Republican. And now Mr. Conservative, Mr. Pat Robertson comes out and endorses him. And now you're going to look at me and you say, well, now, Matt, old Pat Robertson, he's doing God's work. He is not political at all. He doesn't get political with all of this whatsoever. Well, he ran for president, and he's endorsing a candidate for president, and he's not political? I must be stupid. or you're just dumb.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, first of all, were I Giuliani, were I the most moderate Republican candidate, I don't know if I'd accept this guy's endorsement, because I see this guy's a nut job. He's the Christian version of Ahmadinejad. He hates everyone. If he had his way, you know, no gays, you can't have people of other religions, you can't have abortions, no, that's bad too.
And white people don't pay taxes.
Yeah. What?
And white people don't pay taxes.
Are you serious?
No, I was just adding that into the conversation. I'm sorry.
And by the way, I want to throw this in there. If by proven leader you mean proven corrupt bureaucrat, okay, but... Okay.
You know, the Pat Robertsons and the Jim Bakers and the Jimmy Swaggerts and the Jerry Falwells of this world is why there is so much hatred toward the Christian religion in the United States. These people who do nothing but use the pulpit to spew hatred and discontent and bigotry and racism give the whole religion a bad name. And there are many, many, many good people out there that listen to them and believe they're preaching the gospel. But let me say this once again. Christ preached a gospel of love. He preached of peace and compassion and understanding and goodwill towards your fellow man. He preached salvation through God. He healed the sick. He cured and healed the sick. He dined with the poor and the prostitutes. He walked among men, not among elites. And Pat Robertson and the whole like are saying, no, hate's okay. It's okay to hate him because God loves us. God loves everybody. Not just because you happen to follow Falwell or because you follow Robertson or any of these other folks. God loves everybody. And the accusation made that 9/11 was caused because we have insulted God and lost the protection of heaven by allowing abortion and rampant internet pornography.
That's right, folks.
That came again following. Now this was his comments after 9/11. Jerry Falwell said it was because of the pagans, the gays, the lesbians, the feminists, and all these other groups. Ann Coulter agreed with him on that. And these guys are the corrupt folks who make money and make profit off of religion because they keep trying to use their religious beliefs as a platform for political policy procedural performance. Yeah. I'm trying to get alliteration with P's. They're trying to influence policy through religion. And you see all these folks in the spotlight, but you know what? You know who is a great ambassador for the Christian faith? Billy Graham. Billy Graham is a wonderful ambassador to the Christian faith, and his son Frank Graham, I believe that his name is Frank, I believe,
that's right.
They have never been caught in controversy. There has never been a scandal with Billy Graham, with his family, with any of his organizations. He doesn't just travel in the United States like Robertson does. He travels all over the world, and he has for decades preaching what's in the Bible, not what these politicians want you to believe is in the Bible. They preach actual gospel, and they preach what Christ preached, salvation and goodwill towards everybody and love and compassion. And as Richie, my predecessor, used to say when we would talk about religion, he would say folks like Pat Robertson are turning the gospel of love into the gospel of hate. And that's what they're doing, and that's why I've got a big vendetta against Pat Robertson and against people that follow that same mold.
Yeah, Jerry Falwell's another one that I'd like to...
Well, as much as I hate to speak ill of the dead, he didn't mind too when he was alive. And this is a man who in the 1950s went on his old-time religion radio hour and openly said that he believes it's okay for us to have slavery, it's okay for us to own people, black people don't need civil rights. He said this in the 1950s, and now, decades later, they hail him as this great leader and this great ambassador of faith when he is just a bigot.
Mm-hmm. See, people, I hate how people use religion. They use religion to do what they feel. They use religion to promote their bigotry and they're just in general hatred, which, by the way, hate is a very un-Christian thing if you haven't figured it out yet. Okay, first of all, Pat Robertson and his whole America thing, God doesn't just love Americans, as much as you'd love to believe that. And that's right, folks, you heard it from Pat Robertson, 9/11 happened because Americans watch porn.
But what's really getting me is that why, out of all of the candidates on this platform, of all of the people that are more in line, of the Republican candidates, rather, who are more in line with Pat Robertson's viewpoints and the social conservatism that he fosters, why doesn't he choose one of them? Why doesn't he back Mike Huckabee, a guy that is in line with all of those conservative values? Mike Huckabee said he didn't believe in evolution. I mean, the guy practically said, I don't believe in science, gravity doesn't exist, it's a lie. And he said, this was on national TV. He doesn't back him. He didn't back Sam Brown back. He doesn't back Fred Thompson. Mr. actor, attorney general. Not attorney. He was the actor in Law and Order. He played Arthur Branch, who was the prosecuting attorney, the district attorney. That's what I was looking for. In New York City. Doesn't back Thompson. He doesn't back Brown back. He doesn't back Huckabee.
We'll see.
You know he's not going to back Mitt Romney because he's a Mormon. Oh, man. Can't have the Mormons. No, he picks Giuliani. And you know why he picked Giuliani?
Because Giuliani can actually win.
Yeah. Giuliani's the front runner. He's the person they think is going to get the nomination. He's the person they think will be running for the presidency. Actually running for the presidency and on the ballot in November. So if this isn't a political move, I don't know what is. I mean, if this isn't done for political purposes, then, man, I just must be just blind, deaf, dumb, stupid, and everything else you can think of.
But see, what they don't understand is that it doesn't matter who gets the Republican ticket because they're going to lose.
Can certainly hope so.
And Ed Giuliani and his big thing is, if this is a one-issue election, it's the war in Iraq. Yeah, well, if it's a two-issue election, you're going to lose.
Absolutely. I don't see any way Giuliani can win, especially whenever you start looking at what he did as the mayor of New York, whenever you start looking into his background, when you start looking into his flip-flopping and all of the things he's been for that he's been against. You know, he and Mitt Romney are actually campaigning with each other right now to see who can out-flip-flop each other, and John Kerry's getting jealous. I mean, Kerry sitting up there in Massachusetts going, I can flip-flop better than those guys, and no one's calling them on it. The people that swift-boated John Kerry, the people who come out saying flip-flop, all of these people are just buying in to everything Rudy Giuliani said. You know, he is casting it out, he's casting the line, and he's got him hook, line, and sinker. He's reeling him in right now, and they're just flocking to him. But I'll tell you what, the Christian conservatives don't buy that. They will not rally behind Rudy Giuliani. And this man, Paul Weyrich, that supports Mitt Romney, was on a program I was listening to the other day, and he said the GOP and the religious right will support any Republican candidate for president except Rudy Giuliani. So Robertson coming out and doing this makes no sense to me.
See, really, I think Rudy Giuliani gets the nomination, depending on who the Democrats nominate. I think if the Democrats nominate John Edwards, John Edwards will get the Christian conservatives over Rudy Giuliani.
I've been on the John Edwards bandwagons as before 2004. I love the guy in a completely heterosexual way. I think he would be a great president. I thought he would have been a great president in 2004. I think his health care plan is right on the money, where we're providing universal health care for everybody. I think his plan to get people out of Iraq, right on the money. Start bringing them home. Downgrade. Timeline. Bring them home. His social policies, right on. I am on board with Edwards.
I don't know. I don't so much like his social policies.
What is that?
Him and his, well, a particular debate I watched, he was a little hazy on gay marriage and gay rights and such.
Okay, what is going on with him on this issue is because of his background, which, you know, going back to what you're saying, can you get Christian conservatives to come over to his side? He said during the same debate, I'm pretty sure, was that because of his Christian upbringing that he couldn't support gay marriage. However, he said he is completely in favor of civil unions, allowing them to have the equal rights legally of a married couple. It's just not, quote, marriage, end quote. Mm-hmm. Because he said, you know, marriage in itself is between a man and a woman, is how, you know, he said he defines it. However, civil unions, he's cool with.
Well, and that's the problem. I think instead of defining marriage as between a man and a woman, define marriage as between two people who are in love.
I agree. Absolutely. I find no harm in that at all.
See, I would very much support if he could actually win, and I wish he could. I am on the Dennis Kucinich bandwagon.
You and the UFOs and Shirley MacLaine.
Sure, why not? No, actually, I just really like his tax policies and his social viewpoints, except for the whole vegan thing. I'm not really on that bandwagon, but
I don't have anything against Kucinich, except that his campaign people stiffed us at WMUL. And, I mean, this has been about a month now, Devin, so I think it's okay for us to talk about.
Okay.
On the Sowards Report, I had contacted some folks from the Kucinich campaign and from all the other campaigns of the candidates, asking if I could have somebody, you know, even just call in for just a short amount of time to have a quick interview here. We stream, WMUL streams live as well. It's going to be on college campuses and in the homes of everybody, hopefully nationwide in West Virginia. Nobody's coming to West Virginia, so it'd be an easy way to get their name in play. And, you know, I put forth what I thought was a real appealing platform. I was contacted by Kucinich's campaign saying, yes, this is a simple request. This is not a big deal. Sure, we can try our best to get him on. Not a big deal. We'll be in contact with you with our main scheduling staff. I have not heard a word from the Kucinich campaign since that last email.
Well, at least they gave you the time of day.
Yeah, and I guess he's too busy talking to his UFO buddies to give me a straightforward
answer.
Well,
I don't know. If cows can vote for George W. Bush, maybe aliens can vote for Dennis Kucinich.
That might be true. Yeah. That might be true. We'll just have to see about that, but there you have it. That's why I'm a little sour on Kucinich. Personal reasons, obviously, but, you know, Devin and I were really kind of getting stoked about that, and we hadn't heard anything, so I'm pretty much just writing it off to it being an election year, and, you know, college radio in a state that's not in play, well...
I don't know. I think since the 2000 election, West Virginia is now in play.
Mm-hmm. You can't say we didn't try. We tried every single major and even semi-minor political presidential candidate to call here, and I don't know. It's just something that, you know, you can't say we didn't try.
Yeah, I'm going to start moving on to third parties, seeing if I can get Sony on. We need to be exposed
call
to
Ralph Nader.
I don't know if he's running or not. We need to be exposed to different viewpoints aside from our own, or we're going to continue being complacent and compliant with what's going on. We've got to hear other people outside of, you know, our social norm, outside of our little box, our comfort zone, and we've got to hear the other side. We've got to hear what's going on opposite sides of the spectrum. Now, with that said, I'm ready to put Robertson, I'm ready to put Giuliani away, because this is solely political, absolutely, and he's going to try to use his religious influence to sway the vote of the Christian conservatives in favor of Giuliani. It's not going to work.
And don't let those Democrats drive you out of your churches.
Speaking of New York, this is from businessandmedia.org. News story after news story has warned of the dangers to the housing market. The Democratic response is more regulation. CNBC's Jim Cramer blasted that strategy in his stop trading segment on November 7th, Street Signs segment. He labeled New York Attorney General Andrew Cuomo a, quote, communist who wants to shut down the mortgage market. Quote, witness the fact that right now the most important man in America for the stock market, the most important man, and I mean it negatively, is this guy Andrew Cuomo, the New York State Attorney General, Cramer said. Quote, I'm getting tired of the New York State Attorney General being the most important man in America. Does Giuliani know this is going on? he is America's mayor. I didn't vote for him.
Does America have a mayor?
I don't know when this election was, but I'm going to go tell my buddy David Fallinton, the mayor of Huntington, that he wasn't on the ballot and I missed the vote. to finish this story out, then Cramer really went on the attack, even comparing Cuomo to his politicized predecessor, Elliot Spitzer. Quote, Cuomo's about confiscation, genuine communist. Cramer said, quote, the Chinese are capitalists. We got a communist.
What? Signed Senator Joseph McCarthy. What?
No, I'm wondering. Here we sit, nearing the end of 2007, about to start 2008, and here we go, still afraid of communism. We're afraid of that big, bad, big red machine, and I don't mean Pete Rose and Johnny Bench. We're afraid of those dangerous, the red menace communists coming over from Russia and from China and from Cuba, just coming up and just taking over our free market and taking over capitalism. And you know what? You just mentioned Joe McCarthy, and that's exactly right, because damn it if he didn't win. That slimy, crooked, bastard Senator from Wisconsin, Joe McCarthy, who stood on the floor of the Senate and on the media platform in the 1950s, and I hold in my hand the names of 175 card-carrying members of the Communist Party in our Congress, and nonsense like that. He won. You know why?
Because he made us afraid of communism.
He made us afraid. And somewhere in a grave, I know that bastard's smiling because he did his job. And his job was to scare the living crap out of each and every one of us. And apparently, that's what happened. That's what is still going on. And that holds true today because we've got people going, he's a communist. And you're standing up going, wait a minute. This is very 1950s.
You know, actually, not to... By the way, just throwing this out there, I am definitely not supporting a communist government in the United States, but we could learn something from communists. We really could. I mean, today, with the direction the country's going and the rich getting richer and the poor getting poorer, we could bring them a little back together.
Well, according to this guy, we're all communists anyway, so I don't guess we should even comment on that. But what really gets me is we talk about communism still today, and don't trade with Cuba. There's an embargo on Cuba. They're communists. Trade with China.
They're okay.
We have a lot of trade with China.
Yeah, they're totally fine with us.
Pick up anything. Pick up a random object in your house right now. Go pick a couple up, and you tell me how many are made in China.
And how many of them will be recalled by next week.
Oh.
True. How many have been made in China? How many are made in Korea? We do business with Korea. We do business with Vietnam. We do business with China. They're communist.
But not Cuba.
But Cuba's the bad communist. Actually, they just don't produce enough things for us to be interested in, except cigars. But that's neither here nor there. But I couldn't get over this when I came across it, that here we sat, still going, well, such and such is a communist. Oh, my God. And I'm wondering if we're going to have people get blackballed if the writers ever come off of strike in Hollywood, if they're going to be listed as communists now. And one of my guests, Jay Rodebush, a writer for the Parthenon here at Marshall, came on my program last Tuesday, and he was telling me about a story that he came across from BBC that was talking about two West Virginians who tried to cross the border into Canada, but were labeled suspicious by the United States government because they subscribed to the socialist magazine Mother Jones.
No, it was because they'd published articles in it.
Close enough.
Yeah, and it's like, wow, I thought, okay, here's that First Amendment again, that pesky little First Amendment that lets you express your viewpoints.
Yeah. Here we are in the McCarthy era all over again. You're having people being listed as questionable, as terrorists, as communists. You can't leave the country. You've got to be contained. You're going to have wiretaps put on your phone. You're going to have your emails read by the government. You're going to have your telephone calls listened into. You're going to have everything published. They're going to watch you like a hawk. And this is McCarthyism all over again. If you don't be conscious of these things, history will repeat itself, and it's happening now. And if he did anything right, it will scare the hell out of every one of us, because as I said, here we sit, 2007, communism, and there's always the threat now that people are getting concerned with Russia becoming more pro-Soviet than they have been in the past, because they're growing Soviet sentiment, and they're growing sentimental about policy of the Soviet Union and of the communism, and people are going, oh no, Cold War again, oh no, here comes Russia.
Although you got to look at the viewpoint of the average poor person in Russia, and 10 years ago we had food, and we don't now. But, or I'm sorry, 20 years ago, 10 years ago was, wow.
97.
Yeah, bad math, sorry.
Hey, we're all journalism. Journalism majors are notorious for not being good at math, so you are 100% fine.
Yeah, actually, we're political science majors, but...
Exact same thing, I guess, pretty much.
I'm not good at math, so I'm just going to say no. I do fall into that category of being a poli-sci person who cannot do math to save his life. But I do know when I'm being lied to, and I do know when someone's using fuzzy math, as the president likes to say, and I do know when people are just full of horse crap. And Jim Cramer, CNBC's Jim Cramer, sir, you are full of horse crap.
It's noted.
We should make a list. You get the sour, you get the Sowards Report stamp of horse crap.
Jim Cramer here for all of you listening on the Head On Radio Network, for all of you listening on the World Wide Web at www.headonradionetwork.com. You heard it here, the first ever Sowards Report, Matt Sowards stamp of horse crap goes to Jim Cramer because he and his communist calling ways definitely reek of horse crap.
Oh, can we throw Pat Robertson in there too?
Just Pat Robertson for your endorsement of Rudy Giuliani and your lying and taking advantage of good religious people in this country, sir. You are number two on my list of people who get the stamp of horse crap because you are full of it. And Devin just gave the stamp. On that note, we're about to wrap up the program here. And I just wanted to take time out before we do leave to thank all of you for tuning in. Thank you all for listening. And more importantly, thank... nothing's more important than you listening. That was a mispronunciation, so to speak, on my part. Need to thank Head On for allowing me to broadcast with them, for welcoming me into their network and into the fold of liberal commentators and progressive broadcasters all across the world. Let me take a moment to say we are recording here in WMUL Studios. For those of you who want to follow news broadcasts, talk show broadcasts, or sports broadcasts from Marshall University, check us out on the World Wide Web at www.marshall.edu/WMUL. I've been alluding to a show that I do. Once again, let me tell you, if you enjoyed the content you've heard this evening, if you enjoy listening to me, if you enjoy Adam and Devin, then I invite each and every one of you friends to tune in Tuesday evening from 5:30 to 6:30 at 88.1 FM if you're in the Huntington area, or if you're listening live through the internet, www.marshall.edu/WMUL. That would be on Stream 1. I want to thank all of you for tuning in. I want to thank Devin and Adam for coming on, for being part of the show. Not necessarily for coming on. Devin's here because he's got to be. He's the producer.
That's right.
And Adam, thank you for coming on. Dr. Wyatt, definitely want to thank him as well for coming on and giving an insight to the Iraq War and to the activism that's going on through Patriots for Peace and other organizations here in West Virginia and all around the country. And let's pray for an end of the war, and let's pray for success. Let's keep our minds open, our eyes open. Let's keep looking for the truth and not being being induced to believe the lies of the right wing and the conservatives that are running this country. Let's stand up. Let's say, why are you doing this? I'm not going to take it. I'm not going to stand for it. We will not be victimized by your ignorance, by your greed, by your money-loving, war-mongering, hate-everything-that-doesn't-agree-with-you kind of government. We don't support it. We won't stand for it. And by golly, we're not going to vote for it in November. And you just wait. You just wait, George W. You just wait, Republicans in the Senate and in the Congress. We're coming after you. And we will not. We will not stand down. Remember, all of you, if you can hear the sound of my voice, you're listening to the Sowards Report. For Devin Swartz, for Adam Strider, and for Dr. Joe Wyatt, I'm Matt Sowards. I can't wait to be with you again. This is the Sowards Report. Thanks for tuning in.
is the Head On Radio Network. The Horn.
This is what we came for, really. Give peace a chance.
Sometimes in life you feel the fight is over.
But if we're to have a perfect understanding.
This time, not one nation against others, but an organization trying to destroy all governments.
That's right!
Ah, that's it. You found the spot. And that's right here on the Head On Radio Network. So sit back, relax, pour yourself a glass of wine, put this crazy world aside, forget about politics for a while, and let Billy Shears take you to Night Sounds.
Like the brightest sun, you be the melody, and sing it every day.
Studios in the heart of enchanting Charm City. Here's the guy changing the way you hear music, Billy Shears.
Well, good evening, everyone, and thank you for being here tonight. I hope you'll take the time to join us in the Night Sounds chat room. Just go to www.headonradionetwork.com and click on chat room. And to contact the show, direct your email to nightsounds@billyshearsmusic.com. Now, on tonight's show, we'll take a listen to the hits of 1977, Under the Covers, and Night Sounds Dedications with the sassy and classy Erica Richards. But first, let's get things started with some brand new music. Seal has a new CD titled System, and from that new CD release, here's Seal with Amazing.
Everyone says you're amazing. You're bleeding, but you're through it now. So you run, I know that you need it, you can't leave alone.
Backstreet Boys from their new CD titled Unbreakable. This next track has crossover hit written all over it. It's from the new album by Carrie Underwood, and it's a beautiful ballad called I Know You Won't. Call you from his second CD titled Exclusive. Now, from the 18-year-old Chris Brown to the 62-year-old Hall of Famer John Fogerty. This legendary CCR band member has a new CD titled Revival. From that disc, here's John Fogerty with The River Is Waiting.
¶¶
Music's best kept secrets. Kenna, from his second LP titled Make Sure They See My Face, with a track called Red Man. Now, I was so intrigued with this next new CD, it was hard to decide which track to play. Here we have a rock god and the bluegrass queen teaming up for some truly great music. From their album, Raising Sand, here's Robert Plant and Alison Krauss with Rich Woman.